You're listening to SBS News.
Browsing through the aisles of a Canberra chemist, the Prime Minister announced a measure to keep the price of medicines down as inflation begins to crunch.
This will make a real difference to families who are doing it tough. We recognise the cost of living pressures which are there, which is why during the election campaign at the campaign launch in Perth, I committed an incoming Labor government to this measure.
Health Minister Mark Butler says the new laws will lower the cost of some medicines on the pharmaceutical benefits scheme for the first time since it started 75 years ago.
For general patients, the maximum price for medicines will be slashed by almost one third from the 1st of January 2023, from $42.50 down to $30.
It's one of the government's measures to ease the cost of living. But with its first budget coming up next month, Anthony Albanese says the government will have to find some cost-saving measures as national debt rises.
When interest rate rises, so do the repayment costs of that Liberal Party debt. What that means is that we can't do everything that we would like to do. Well, I've already foreshadowed as well that we'll be going through line by line looking for the waste.
There was some comfort in new national accounts figures, showing Australia's GDP grew by 0.9% in the June quarter. But Tuesday's interest rate rises still have many on edge. Opposition Treasury spokesman Angus Taylor has welcomed the growth, but argues the government isn't doing enough to combat the situation.
We are faced with a tumultuous set of circumstances, even though the economy is fundamentally strong. Labor will make this situation worse if they don't deal with it in a timely and targeted way, and that's what we need to see from them right now.
Consumers are also facing an end to the reduced fuel excise, despite petrol prices remaining high. While Treasurer Jim Chalmers says there will be some relief ahead, he's told the Parliament he will be looking to make cuts to current spending.
We need to begin to deal with the legacy of rorts and waste and wasteful spending that we've seen in the budget for too long, the defining feature of the budget under those opposite for far too long. So whether it's responsible cost of living relief, dealing with issues in supply chains, or making sure that Australians get genuine value for money in their budget.
National debt will hit $1 trillion next year, and the government is at pains to remind the public that much of the debt is inherited from its predecessors. But opposition's Angus Taylor says the government is too focused on the past.
We're seeing nothing from the government. We heard a lot of talk from Jim Chalmers today. We heard him looking backwards. He's getting a sore neck the amount of time he's looking backwards and blaming others.
The opposition and government continue to argue over who is responsible for the state of the economy. Looking forward, it's unlikely to end anytime soon. Krishani Danji, SBS News.